much about.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Well, buenos dias.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Gracias. Bienvenidos. I am honored to welcome you to Cinco de Mayo.
It's not often you see a Mexican in a suit.
Watch your back, my little immigrant friend.
Now, I don't have any Latin blood in me, but could I ever be the star of my own telenovela, not being Latin?
Are you a Mexican or a Mexicant?
Who gave this son of a bitch's green card?
What's with all the Mexicans?
Holy sombrero!
Hello, Mexicans. Why don't you amigos go back to Canada, where you belong?
That's right, Mexico. Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
And now,
that explains all those sad people in sombreros.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, well done.
You know, like we do.
Very special intro.
Yeah.
Today.
That's a very special day, isn't it?
It is Tuesday, the 5th of May. Cinco de Mayo.
Didn't we, weren't there times in the past where we would broadcast live on a day like today before Omar ruined it for us?
Yeah, there were times we'd do that a lot, yeah. Cinco de Mayo was one of those.
Yeah, mm-hmm. used to have a bunch of those live shows, have a mariachi band come down. And
yeah, sure was fun.
Sure was fun back in the day, thanks, so.
Back when we were allowed.
That's right.
Before the man put his foot on our neck, whatever
right,
he does.
That's right. I hear you. How are you, Allie?
I'm doing great.
What's going on?
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Excited.
No costume for this day, too?
No.
Boy, you're really letting us down. I thought you were the dress-up type after all those years of watching you on TV, wearing clown suits and llama suits. I thought we'd see some of that.
Yeah, those pertain to what I was doing that day.
Well, Cinco de Mayo would.
Cinco de Mayo. Yesterday was Star Wars. You let us down for that.
Oh, you're right. I'm horrible.
Got to up your game.
You're right.
Up your costume game.
Good call.
Hey, we have a new intro to debut. I'm very excited. From time to time, we do a feature called You Be the Judge, and I think Omar has put something together for this one.
You be the judge right now. You can be the judge right now. You be the judge.
Here comes the judge.
You be the judge right now. Come on now and be the judge.
Nice.
Some gavel work there.
Wow.
Did you hear it?
We'll see some stories in the news from time to time, and I like to imagine what it would be like if we were on the jury or we were the judge. How would we rule? Now, Kevin, you're going to be interested in this one very much because there's a question that we have asked many, many times over the years on this show, and that is...
Is it still rape if you yell surprise?
Okay, remember that question?
Yeah, no one's really asked that except
Is it still rape if you yell surprise is actually what is in the news right now. There is a rape by surprise charge being leveled at a man in France.
What?
Rape by surprise. He is 68 years old. He has been masquerading on numerous dating sites in France as a 37-year-old male model. So he found a picture of a guy who, well, I mean, you can imagine what he looks like. He's a male model. He's, you know, young and cut, and he's got the stubble and a very attractive young man, and he says that's his picture, right? So he is offering ladies a 50 Shades of Grey experience. He proposes a blind date in which you meet this guy and have sex in complete darkness in his apartment.
Oh, geez.
So the ladies show up and they think they're with this 37-year-old hunky guy. And in fact, he is bald, 68, with a pot belly.
Yeah. Don't people go, hey, that seems a little questionable.
You would think.
His defense, by the way, is that women are looking for the experience. They're looking for a way to make things more exciting. And that, well, let me tell you some more about some of the specifics of the date. One such date, known as Sylvie, 40 years old, told police that she fell for the good-looking man with the brown hair and the blue eyes after coming across his profile on a dating site. After a steamy text message exchange last year, he explained he wanted to play the 50 Shades of Grey game to make things more exciting. Once inside his apartment, she was ordered to put on a blindfold and then join him in the bedroom. After they had sex, and despite his reticence to turn on the lights, she flicked the switch on herself to find him, the man I described, around 65, with glasses, balding, and all wrinkly. He didn't correspond at all to the photo. I felt total disgust.
Wait a minute. Somebody online used a different picture?
Yes. Yes.
That's insane.
And by the way, that may end up being part of his defense is who expects somebody to be completely truthful with every aspect of their online dating profile. A second alleged victim known as Leela had a similar experience. After sex, he didn't want me to take off the blindfold. When I insisted, he got angry. I ended up seeing his silhouette in the dark and he was old and potbelly with a big nose. I told him it wasn't you in the photo and he said, but I had grown fond of you and I was afraid to admit it. So the woman said she left in disgust. So he has been placed under formal investigation for rape by surprise. And he says that for me, when she entered the bedroom naked, she was consenting. If she had asked me just once if I was really the man in the photo, I would have told her the truth.
Which, of course, we don't know if that's true.
We don't, right. Some women have a crazy side to them, and they like men to surprise him. His lawyer says at no time did his client force the women to have sex. Rape implies the absence of consent. Here the women were at no time forced. As for the photos of the model, they were too good to be true. I wonder if these women, this was a mistake to say, I wonder if these women didn't knowingly close their eyes to the truth in more ways than one. So his attorney says completely consensual sex. They showed up, went through with it on their own. Yes, he lied about the photo, but it's not rape.
None of the women charged him with rape?
It doesn't say they did in the article, no.
To me, it sounds consensual. It sounds like fraud, first of all.
Fraud, yes. Absolutely fraud, yes.
But it's doesn't, to me, sound like rape. It sounds like you willingly went in there and you were willing to have sex. And at some point when you're having sex, do you not notice a big pot belly on you?
I would think so.
It does seem like I would think some of those things would.
This is all just weird.
Yeah.
Because if there is such thing as rape by surprise, and I don't know that we have this in this country, I mean, this would be every woman who goes home with a guy she meets at a bar because he tells her he's a fighter pilot. You know, I mean, you could say the same thing about that, is that that's fraud, but it's not rape, right?
Yeah.
One of the lawyers for one of the alleged victims says there was no violence, but these are nonetheless rapes. Rape implies the absence of consent. Here, the women were at no. Excuse me, I missed a paragraph. The law is clear. A partner's consent must be enlightened, whereas this man put in place a stratagem that enabled him to have sexual relations that he would never have had if he had acted in the open. Interesting case, though, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
He needs to be stopped. There's no question about that. I mean, he is definitely in the wrong.
Well, first of all, he's French.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's strike one.
I think everyone involved, I think that everybody's French in this story. Okay. The women and everything are French. Right. So anyway, so we'll see what happens. Police are continuing the investigation, and I hope there is word of what happens after that. But bad dude, right?
Yeah. Yeah, bad dude. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
And I got a few surprises, so stick around.
Oh, all right. Excited about that. Ming-Na Wen will be on the program today.
Oh, I love her so much. I love her so much. I love her so much.
Wow.
Now I'm worried. I wasn't worried 5 seconds ago. Now I'm worried.
I feel like that Ming-Na Wen, as an actress, not just as Agent May and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I feel like as a human in the world, she could kick my ass.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She seems that tough. I mean, I know she does it on TV. Right, they help her with that. But I feel like in real life, she could kick my ass.
I feel like all women in real life could kick your ass.
How dare you?
I'm just saying it's probably true. We have tickets in the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta. Going to give you a chance to win those. We have Real King, Fake King, which we do from time to time. Larry King tweets nonsense.
How dare you?
And we have Max Greenfield in studio, who, of course, is Schmidt on New Girl. We're excited about that as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Take off all the thoughts of what we.
Try something a little different.
Boring!
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52. Ralph Garman is here for our first look at the Showbiz Beat.
It's new release day, you know. For a little while until they change it.
When's that going to happen? When do they change it?
I think it's the end of July.
Can't wait.
You don't care.
I can't wait.
Just because it's going to send Bean into
I don't care.
Just,
I like to see you spin out.
It's going to be very upsetting.
It's good for you, Bean, to have to mix things up once in a while.
It's good for you to shake up your routine.
It's going to screw up my whole week, man. Very stressed out about this. Let's not talk about it until we have to.
You're pre-stressed?
I am. I'm certainly pre-sad about the moving new release days of Friday, yes.
Here's what's out. New release on CD. Best Coast. I'm not familiar with them, but they've got a new CD called California Nights out today.
They are fantastic. You remember, Ralph, when we did our little Weezer broadcast in the Red Bull Sound Space?
Yes.
That Bethany came in from that band, Best Coast.
Oh, right.
Sang that wonderful duet.
Now it's all coming together for
they're
me.
They're a terrific band.
My Morning Jacket's got The Waterfall. Mm-hmm. And, of course, new Mumford & Sons today, Wilder Mind, comes out with their new banjo-free sound.
That's right.
So you can enjoy that. DVDs today, Black or White with Kevin Costner, Octavia Spencer. See, he's a grandfather of a black girl, and they try to take him away. And he's like, no, I'm white, but she's mine.
It sounds racist.
No, it's not at all. It's a loving tale of children and grandfathers. Selma. Now, that's racist.
I don't think...
This is a racist movie.
I don't
Selma.
Think it's a racist movie. It's dealing with a racist time.
It's David Oyelowo and Oprah. He plays, of course, Martin Luther King. And the last five
years... She plays Mississippi.
Zing! The last 5 years with Anna Kendrick. I'm not familiar with that movie, but...
It sounds racist.
It's not racist. It's Anna Kendrick being things.
Allie, you're a chick. What's the last 5 years with Anna Kendrick about?
Her last 5 years
what
that,
does that mean?
She had. So it's great.
Dean's assuming it's a romantic...
Yeah, I just assumed you would know about it.
Oh, I have see. A hoo-ha.
Chick flick.
I must know.
There
okay.
you go. All right. TV shows on DVD, White Collar Season 6, Parenthood, the complete series, and Masters of Sex Season 2 are all available for you. And if you're a completist, you can get all those things. This is why they hate us. Did you see any of the coverage of the Met Gala in New York, this red carpet fashion thing they do?
I saw a picture on Twitter, but I don't even know what the Met Gala is.
It's just a bunch of rich people putting on their fanciest duds and pointing at each other. It's just fashion's most repugnant night.
Not interested.
It really is awful.
Is it an award of some kind, or
no,
is it about dress clothing?
It's a costume party.
It's a big spank fest for all the fashion people just to get together and just, hey, look at you. Look at you. You look like a giant tree of birds. Yes, and you look like you're made out of manhole covers.
It's just people where you see a lot of weird hats and stuff
weird fashion.
Yeah! That's hot!
Just overindulgent, just clothes worth millions of dollars, supposedly, and just, it's just, ugh, bleh. Anyway, they were all there. Sarah Jessica Parker showed up looking like she was on fire. Had a crazy hat on.
She looked like a birdcage to me.
Madness. Kim Kardashian, of course, was there. Lady Gaga went with a giant kimono made out of feathers. It was just a nightmare.
And Lady Gaga had, like, Corolla's eyebrows on for some reason. I don't know what that was about.
Dean, did you watch the whole thing?
I don't think it was on TV. I just saw there were pictures that were flying by that you couldn't miss. But
Justin Bieber showed up, and a jacket with gold dragons all over it. And just, I hated everything about it. If I had a drone strike, if I had one drone strike at my disposal, that's where I would have sent them. It's just an evening of just... overindulgence and debauchery and just stupid things.
I don't think it's for us.
It's not for anyone. It's dumb.
And Ralph's a guy who likes to dress up, even. You enjoy that, but
I
this
do,
is not like this.
This high fashion thing with just dresses worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, supposedly, and it's just, and there's some, and the air of superiority, oh, we're better somehow because we have these fancy dresses on. I mean, it's just, it's awful. It's an awful thing. Everyone involved should be shamed. Shame
Beyonce
on you.
With a big blonde ponytail was weird.
It's just horrible people. Horrible. We should be ashamed. Hey, you know they're making another Independence Day. Another sequel. Independence Day 2.
With no Will Smith?
No Will Smith.
I remember. Yeah.
But they're going to have Jesse Usher will play the son of Will Smith. See? And he's back. Like his dad did to fight the things that are bad. Jeff Goldblum's returning.
I hope that was the pitch meeting. He's back to fight the things that are bad.
Jeff Goldblum's returning. Judd Hirsch is returning. Liam Hemsworth will star. And the president this time, instead of Bill Pullman, as it was in the original, Celia Ward will play our first female president in Independence Day.
Okay.
That's how you know it's science fiction. Ha ha! Hi, Allie! Chris Brown's in trouble again.
What?
Yeah, shocking, huh? The Las Vegas Journal-Review newspaper says he was playing basketball inside the Hardwood Suite at the Palms Casino Resort.
Okay.
He was in Vegas over the weekend, of course, for the fight. Early yesterday morning, he got into an argument with another player. Police say Chris punched the guy. Then a member of his crew followed up with another punch. The man took himself to the hospital where he was treated and released. Now Chris has been given the option to sign off on a misdemeanor battery citation, which is like getting a parking ticket. If he doesn't, then the case will go to the Clark County's DA office. So far, Chris apparently has not made up his mind which path he's going to take.
Wow.
Now, I think either way, isn't that a violation of his probation?
Yeah, I don't know.
If he signs that ticket and says, yes, I committed battery, if he signs off on that ticket.
Maybe that's what he's trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I think, I could be wrong, I think his probationary period is over, Rob.
Oh, is it?
I think he's in the clear right
now.
So
he's starting a brand new round.
Exactly.
I got you.
I'm just happy to see he hit a man for a change.
That's a good point.
It's true. I wish this guy had fought back a little harder. But then he's probably surrounded by his lackeys. So.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to do an all-female version of 21 Jump Street. Did you hear about this?
No.
This
I heard the
thing,
Ghostbusters one.
Yeah, they're doing a female Ghostbusters, and now they're going to take some other franchises and make them all female. And 21 Jump Street is one of those.
My question is always, who's in it and who's directing it?
How about Lena Dunham as the star of 21 Jump Street Femme?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is she funny, Bean?
I mean, she can do comedy.
Yeah.
But
that girl's show is a comedy, isn't it?
Yes, very much so, yeah. I have no idea what her how involved she is or what her vision is for this, but...
That's the rumor. She was going to be starring an all-female spinoff of 21 Jump Street.
Nope.
Are there any girls here?
I don't know why there has to be female versions of other franchises.
That is a strange new thing.
I don't understand why they just don't make films starring women that are original films that they can start their own franchises and have their own thing. I don't understand the
seems a little gimmicky to
me. It does. It's not only the femalization of other of established franchises. It seems like it does both parties a disservice. Today's celebrity birthdays. Hey, speaking of Chris Brown, he's 26 years old today. I hope he gets handcuffs for his birthday. TV host Brian Williams is 56, or so he says. Could be anything.
Is he done, Bean?
Well, we don't know.
Is that still...
He's on a six-month, go-away period right now, but... They took him off the website the other day. That is like a good sign.
That doesn't bode well.
Nope.
Can't buy his jersey anymore in the school in the store.
Huh.
His jersey? Okay.
Writer-director Kurt Sutter. Hey, it's your buddy Kurt Sutter, Kevin.
Kurt Sutter.
He's the best.
55 years old today. Actress Danielle Fishel. We love Danielle Fishel.
Sure.
From Boy Meets World and now Girl Meets World, 34 years old. Superman, Henry Cavill, is 32. Actor Clark Duke, very funny young man, is 30 years old today. And singer Adele celebrates her 27th birthday. We need some Adele to celebrate.
She's strong.
She is strong. We'll play some next.
Las Vegas, right, you guys?
Right.
Yes.
What does that mean? By the way, Beer Mug was just out there for the fight last week, and the video is up at KROQ.com. If you want to see his feeble attempts to try to get tickets, he was trying to raise money while in Las Vegas to get tickets to go see Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah.
And the video is up if you want to see Muggs literally begging on the street. It's actually pretty funny, so you can check that out. When you go to Las Vegas, there are more entertainment options than ever before. I might go see the Britney Spears show. I think I might be interested in that. How about you guys? Would you see that?
Is there still drinking and gambling?
Well, yeah.
No.
But you can spend 90 minutes watching a show while you're there, too. It doesn't have to all be spent in the casino, Kevin.
Yeah, wrong.
A lot of options. The Rio, for instance, in Las Vegas is the home to the Penn & Teller Magic Show, which is great. It's been running there for like 15 years or something like that. They also have a Chippendale show, but they have a show that's in the news right now because it opened and closed in a month. Well, it's almost closing. May 17th is going to be the final day for the Duck Commander musical.
How could that not work?
The Duck Commander is based on the TV show Duck Dynasty, which, believe it or not, is still a thing. It's still on the air. It was based on a 2012 book called The Duck Commander Family, How Faith, Family, and Ducks Built a Dynasty, written by the Robertsons. So somebody had the brilliant idea, hey, that's a popular TV show. Hey, that's a book that people buy. Maybe let's make it a musical. So they actually wrote songs and called it the Duck Commander musical. But it's going to close in about a month. So we wanted to find out what went wrong with that show and what the Rio's backup plan is. So we asked Dave, who can we talk to from the Rio All Suite Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas? And Nikki Spangle joins us now. He is the entertainment director there. Hi, Mr. Spangle.
Hiya, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Glad to hear from you.
Good to talk to you as well, sir.
Good to talk to you blokes as well.
Well, listen, I don't want to put any spin on it. Why don't you just tell us what happened with the Duck Commander musical?
Well, here's the thing. We put together this musical hoping that all of America would come and love it.
Right.
Because everybody loves Duck Dynasty. And it turns out, not so much anymore.
Not so much, yeah.
Ticket sales are way down.
Yeah. Well,
it turns out we're going to have to ruin the whole thing and just pull it up.
Now, isn't it true that you completely rebuilt the stage there for this particular musical?
That is true and painful.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of money into that theater for this new musical, and so we're in a big, big hurry to take a brand new musical and put it in there for everybody to come to Las Vegas and enjoy.
I mean, I guess there's just so much pressure involved in how much work there is to stage a new production in Las Vegas, and if it doesn't work, man, that puts the Rio in a bad spot.
And it puts me in a bad spot because I was the guy who wrote the Duck Commander musical.
Oh, no.
So I'm busy composing away trying to come up with a brand new musical that we can just slide in there after Duck Commander leaves on May 17th.
Did you any backups, or are
not
you
a one?
Oh. Not a backup.
We really thought that was the one. We thought all of America was going to come and just love the Duck Commander musical. So we're busy just scrambling, trying to find a new subject matter that all of America will love, and we'll just sell the crap out of it.
Okay, so you're the guy that did Duck Dynasty, and you're going to do the new one as well?
Yep, they're giving me another shot. Can you believe it?
No.
Well, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be great.
You are the entertainment director. Do you mind sharing with us some of the ideas you might have?
Well, we're trying to find something all of America loves, and it turns out this Avengers thing's a big deal.
There you go. All right.
So we're talking about, how about Avengers! Exclamation point! The musical!
Well, I mean,
it goes a little something like this. One guy is green, the other shoots arrows. One guy's got a light in his chest. A guy from World War II has a shield, and they fight robots.
That's you're just making that up on the spot, right? That's not.
No, that's the opening number.
You've been working on that. It's done.
Yep. What do you think?
Without the participation from the actual Marvel company and those actual characters, probably not. That seems a little low rent.
That one off the list. Hey, you know what people love? This 50 Shades of Grey.
That's right. A very popular book and movie, yes.
We're crazy for this thing.
Right.
There you go.
How about 50 Shades of Musical? I'd like to tie you. I'd like to use chains. And use some things that will cause you great pains. Then I will blindfold you and stick my thing in your place. What do you think?
I don't know how you do that on stage.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. It'd probably be X-rated, and then the kiddies couldn't come.
Right. That's not for everyone.
Hey, maybe we picked the wrong reality show.
Okay.
Maybe it's the Kardashians people want to see. Kardashians the musical. One is really hairy, the other's got a big ass, and the other one's married to a drunk and has kids. And then there's the transsexual one, he's got a kid with big lips.
Well, that's all accurate.
I think we got a hit.
I'm in. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 6:53.
Got a huge show still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show this morning, including actor Max Greenfield is going to be joining us next hour in studio. He is Schmidt on New Girl, don't you know? By the way, Ralph, he just signed a new movie with Ryan Gosling, with Brad Pitt.
What?
And Christian Bale, all in the same movie.
Shut the front door.
Right? So we'll talk to him about that and a bunch of other stuff going on with Max Greenfield. And then the beautiful Ming-Na Wen joins us in the 8 o'clock hour from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well. It's all coming up. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah, she's the deal.
I want her flying my bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
Well, I think you're using code.
Sad news this morning. Sad news. We all fell in love with her back in 1998. Remember the Adam Sandler movie, The Wedding Singer? Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, of course. Smash hit song.
That was when you could still go to an Adam Sandler movie and sort of like it.
Yeah, you could actually walk out and say, well, that didn't suck. Those were good times. But there was one little lady who stole the show in that movie. Her name was Ellen Albertini Dow. And she was hilarious as the old lady who did Rapper's Delight. Remember when she rapped at the wedding?
Oh, that was so good.
Here's a little taste of what it sounded like.
I said hip hop. I hip to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang bang. Boogie say up jumps a boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
Because she was old, and old people aren't supposed to know about rap songs.
Right?
That's why that was so funny. And everyone loved her.
Yep.
Well, Ellen, who started her career like in her 70s, by the way. She wasn't even a working actress until her 70s.
That's weird.
She passed away yesterday at the age of 101.
Wow.
101. Pretty good run. She was in that movie, The Twilight Zone, My Blue Heaven, Sister Act, Moonlighting, Murphy Brown, just a long, long list of projects that she worked on. And so in order to give her the proper eulogy, I would like to bring in someone who knew Ellen Albertini Dow to give her the proper send-off. Beer Mug, could you come in here, please?
What?
Beer Mug knew Ellen and had a personal relationship with
her.
What
are you talking about?
And I would like him to share an anecdote before we move on as a fitting tribute.
You mean Beer Mug saw the movie and liked it?
He had actual interaction with Ellen Albertini Dow. Here's Beer Mug to tell you more.
In high school, I was a bagger at Ralph's Supermarkets, and Miss Dow used to come in frequently, and I had the honor to bag up her groceries and help her out to the car. And after I bagged and put all her groceries in the car, she tipped me $20.
Aww.
And she was the sweetest lady. That voice, that me was real. It wasn't a put on. She was so sweet. So she will be missed.
There you go.
That's a great story.
Isn't that a great story? Thanks for sharing, Beer Mug.
Really.
Would anyone else like to share a story about Ellen before
How do you top that?
Move on? I know.
He bagged her groceries. Groceries.
He did what to her?
You heard her.
That's how you top that.
What did I start with? Grasses?
Grosses. How did
Kevin,
you top that?
I've had it.
All right, he's had
grosses.
It. You know what I mean.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
God bless. Also in tragic news, we've lost another great.
Come on.
Jaden Smith's Twitter feed. His Twitter account.
Oh, that.
Jaden has no longer on Twitter. He's pulled the plug.
How about some taps, Bean? Because that
is... I know that
one hurts right
now. I know that one really hit you hard yesterday.
I watched his tweets every single day. I just loved it.
Where are we going to get our wisdom from now that the life lessons of Jaden Smith have been removed from our lives? He's no longer on Twitter.
That's sad.
He won't be passing along those important facts to his vast number of followers. Smith once said, "I'm going to imprint myself on everything in this world." He did that and more. Smith's Twitter account was 3.
He's still alive, though, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he'll still alive. So we'll get more music, I'm sure. I'm going to send the credits in the credits in the hood. I got a thing with wearing a jacket to the house.
Oh, that's a good Twitter account right there.
The best.
It will be missed.
And Joss Whedon was chased off Twitter yesterday.
He was?
What?
Yeah.
What?
People came at him. There was a big feminist backlash regarding the Avengers Age of Ultron.
No.
Saying he was a misogynist and was sexist. And that the handling of the character of Black Widow was sexist, and he got so much grief that he said, "You know what? I'm out," and got off his Twitter account
because she wanted to be in a relationship with Hawkeye. What? What?
Well, I don't want
how
I don't want spoilers, but
spoiler,
spoiler. If you don't want to hear this, just turn your radio down for 10 seconds. It's because in the movie, she can't have children. And feminists said he made her a monster because she couldn't have children. That he attacked women who can't have children and made her a monster and a killer. And it put her in a negative light.
What? Wait, gosh, it's not like the internet to go crazy about something small and stupid.
Yeah, it's not at all. It's completely out of whack.
Joss Whedon made her... That doesn't even make sense.
No, of course it doesn't.
Huh.
And he made the mistake of going out and attacking the Jurassic World trailer, because there's interplay between Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard. And it's one of these basic sexist jokes where the guy's like, "Yeah, these animals, all they do is eat and sleep and you know about that, don't you?" So Joss Whedon was like, "Do we really need those kind of moments anymore in these movies?" So he was like defending women characters in films. And then they turned the feminists turned on him this week and drove him out of Twitter. So he took down his account as well. We live in dark times, my friends.
We do.
Be careful out there.
By the way, he I'm just saying he could be on Twitter and not read tweets to him too if he wanted to.
That's a lot of people are saying. They're like, look, you're a rich dude. You make movies for a living. You're opening yourself up to criticism by being putting your work out there. It sucks, but suck it up. You don't need to. You don't need to shut down your Twitter feed. But
not everyone's going to like everything that you do.
However, that's one side of it. But the other side is, if that bothers you and you don't want to deal with it, then why not just quit Twitter? It's not the end all. Being on Twitter.
Yeah, it's his choice. Clearly, I'm just surprised that he's so thin-skinned as a guy who's been, you know, making products for public consumption for so long.
Yeah. This guy gave us Buffy, by the way. I don't really think he's got a
Firefly
misogynist bone in his body.
Not a one.
He's created some very strong female characters in his work, so let's all take a step back, shall we? Today's celebrity birthdays. TV host Brian Williams is 56 years old today. I don't know. He was a TV host. I don't know what he's doing. He's sitting there going, oh, I should have died in that helicopter crash. Kurt Sutter's 55. Danielle Fishel is 34. Henry Cavill, Superman himself, 32 years old. Clark Duke celebrates his 30th birthday. Chris Brown, who has a brand new assault charge being levied against him after this weekend in Vegas. Good for you, Chris.
It's kind of a weekly thing, isn't it?
Way to be consistent. He's 26 years old today. And singer Adele celebrates her 27th birthday. We could have had it all. Yeah, come on. Yeah. You have my heart. Boy. She can sing. Damn, she can sing. Let's do Skyfall next.
All right.
Oh, I love that song. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's 7:07.
Oops.
What's happening, Kevin?
Kevin said, before he put his microphone on, oops. That's all you need to know.
Well, I looked up at the timer and it said 0-0, and that seemed bad.
That song was over.
Yeah.
Hey, those ducks. Oh, hey, how about that?
Look at the ducks. Chep, one of your Anaheim Ducks playing again, please.
Tonight, 6:30.
Kevin, you in?
Come on, Kevin. Paint it
on board,
baby. Let's do it.
Let's paint it orange, Kevin. Come on.
Watch the Blackhawks series. Thank you. I'm all good. Okay.
Hey, let's play a little Real King, Fake King, shall we?
Sure. Is it Larry King tweeting? Is it fake or the real thing? Is it Larry King tweeting? Is it Larry King or is it Fake King?
Larry King is probably the one you want to quit Twitter, right, Ralph?
Yes.
Joss Whedon, come on back. Larry King, go away. He does have an interesting perspective. He does like to tweet whatever comes to his mind. And from time to time, we like to examine his tweets and decide which ones are real and which ones are just made up. So we're going to go around the room. We're going to guess a little bit. If it's an actual Larry King tweet, this is what you're going to be hearing.
Will Glenda be there?
And if it's just a made-up King tweet, you'll hear this.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
All right.
Who could make it up better than Bean, too? Because they tweet.
They are very similar.
Pretty How? Identical.
Yep. Dare you. Mm-hmm. All right. Kevin, I believe you go first, as right. is our custom. Is this a real tweet from the great Larry King, the broadcaster?
Fake.
Or well, I haven't read it yet, so here we go. There'll never be another Julie Andrews. There'll never be another Julie Andrews.
That seems like that's Larry's sweet spot right there. Like, yeah. I'm gonna go real.
All right, Ralph Garman.
There'll never be another Julie Andrews. That is true. There never will be another Julie Andrews.
Or any human.
Right, really. We're all pretty unique as snowflakes. I would say that is true. He seems like a big Julie Andrews fan.
Mr.
Real
K?
King. Real King.
I am going to go with Fake King.
Playing the odds.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
Fake King.
Fake King. Allie is on the board with 1 point.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Ralph, you go first this time. I've never seen a woman play chess.
You know what? Come to think of it, I've never seen a woman play chess. I think Larry may be onto something here. I'm going to say that's Real King.
Real King? Allie?
No way. Fake King.
I'm going to go Fake King as well.
Will Glenda be there?
Real King!
Real King! How about that? Well done.
Woo!
So Allie has one and Ralph has one. And
Kevin, how many do you have?
Zero.
Oops. Okay.
So far. Whoops. All right, Allie, you're first this time. Real King, Fake King. Franklin Pierce was an underrated president. Franklin Pierce was an underrated president.
No, that's a bean.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes,
that's so
real bean.
I am going to say fake king.
I am going to agree. It's fake.
I'm going to say real bean, fake king.
Will Glenda
what?
Be there?
Oh,
no real way. Larry.
Oh,
what?
No wow. way.
So how much do Larry and I really have in common,
a
right?
Lot.
All?
He's right about that, too, with the great Franklin.
Sure.
Pierce.
We've all
right.
been thinking.
All right. I think, Kevin, you're up first.
All right.
Is there still Wonder Bread? Is there still Wonder Bread?
That is a fake that is written by my man Bean.
Right? No, I'm feeling Larry growing up in the streets of Brooklyn, bringing him a fresh loaf of Wonder Bread. It was probably a big part of his childhood. I'm going to say that is real king.
Real?
I'm going to go with Ralph, and he probably hasn't been to a grocery store ever, so
right.
he wouldn't know.
Yep.
Real king.
Will Glenda be
real king?
Oh,
in fact, real king. Well done, nice. You guys. Kevin, you're an ofer today, aren't you?
Do I still get to play, or am I just out of it?
I think technically you're still in the game.
All right.
All right. Who's up first this time, Ralph? I think
me.
You're up first.
Yeah.
All right. Given a choice, I'd still rather use a typewriter. Given a choice, I'd still rather use a typewriter.
Boy, that seems so king. It might be too king. It
yeah.
might be so much king that it can't be king. I gotta go fake king. I gotta
the
go
mind
fake.
Bender, isn't it?
I gotta go fake king.
Ralph's is fake. Allie?
I feel he'd rather dip his pen in the ink.
Oh, he'd go quill? Further back
yeah,
than
he'd
even
go quill.
With a feather.
He would go quill and not typewriter, so I say fake king.
Hmm. Kevin?
I'm gonna go with real.
Just for the point?
Strategy.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
It was a good strategy, though.
Good strategy.
Good strategy.
Yeah.
The strategy is sound. It just was the wrong time.
Maybe.
Swing and a miss.
All right, Allie. We got time for a couple
What's
more
the score?
Here.
What's the You're score?
What is the
Doesn't
score?
Matter.
Ralph and I have three.
We're just doing this for fun,
and
right?
Kevin has zero.
I have none.
So far, zero.
Zero.
But he's not less than zero yet. He hasn't figured out a way to go to negative territory
Not yet.
All right, Allie, you're up first with this one. I like watching left-handed people write. I like watching left-handed people write.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Huh.
I, too, like to watch that because it doesn't seem easy.
Okay.
What?
Because they have to, like, angle their
about?
Bodies differently, and a lot of times
real
they
Allie
school
or fake
their
Allie?
What?
I'm going to say that is real king.
I think Allie may have more in common than with Larry than we knew, too.
Well, she is she, Bean.
I am going to go with fake king.
I enjoy watching that. Yeah, that, what's enjoyable That's about
fake.
That? That's got to be fake. I say fake king as well.
Will Glenda
what?
Be there?
No way!
That is also real yeah. Larry King, you guys.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have time for more?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, Allie, I think Allie's you're... up by one.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, I think you're up first here. Do people actually jump into the shower? Do people actually jump into the shower?
That's the kind of wordplay he likes.
It's also the kind of wordplay Bean,
Bean likes.
Likes.
That's why this is difficult. Do people
really jump into the shower?
I'm going fake.
I'm going to go fake
Bean
as well.
Made that up.
I'm standing by my man Kevin. I'm going fake.
You shouldn't. I have 0 points.
I'm going fake, too, because people hop in the shower.
Ha!
Right?
Come on, Larry!
Real Larry.
That's real
Larry.
Wow.
Allie, I felt like if you got that one right, it would have been a blowout. You would have been so far ahead, no one could catch you. So the fact that you went along with Kevin was your first mistake right there.
Hey, if we play for another 45 minutes, I might win.
All right. Next up, Ralph, I think you're first.
Yes.
The only bad pizza is no pizza. Mm. Am I right? Mm. The only bad pizza is no pizza.
No, I get the sense Larry's
right?
the kind of guy who's got real distinctive taste, like – there's a pizzeria somewhere in New York that is the only pizza, and everything else is crap. So I'm thinking he's thinking that's fake. Fake king.
All right.
The only reason I'm going fake king is I don't believe he would say, am I right, at the end.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Fake king.
Syntax. A syntax
yeah.
decision.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm going to go fake as well.
Kevin got one right!
Yay!
Why don't we go out on that happy note? This has been Real King, Fake King, but Allie's the winner.
Is it Larry King, or are we fake king?
Hey, it's that dude from that show.
It certainly is. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Greenfield here from New Girl. What's going on, Max?
Not too much, you guys.
And a lot of people have been emailing us and tweeting us this morning, Facebooking us, where's your Cinco de Mayo show? Ladies and gentlemen, great Latin American star, Max Greenfield.
That's right. That's right. See. Right. Si.
As far as I'm concerned, how the hell do I know?
Wait, that was your Spanish?
That was it.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
Right.
It's good.
¿Cómo estás?
So, how you been? What's new? What's going on? What's the latest? What's the haps? Talk to us.
New Girl's done. We have this the season finale tonight. Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
How long has it been? New Girl's done, by the way. That makes people nervous. You've already been renewed for a fifth season. You're nowhere near done.
Well, we finished shooting for the year.
Okay.
Which so to me, it's done.
How long ago did you finish shooting?
I'd say about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. All right. And when do you
have
to start
again?
Yeah.
September.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's even better than summer vacation in high school.
You're telling me.
Wow. But you're a big-time movie star guy now, right? So you're running out and you're probably not getting actually that much time off, right?
No, I got some pretty good time off, man.
You do. Tell us about The Big Short. Because I look at the cast.
I'm deep on that call sheet.
And I'm saying, who doesn't fit?
That's right.
Christian Bale, Ryan Gosling. This is shocking news
for folks who haven't heard about this movie.
Christian Bale, Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, Brad Pitt, Max Greenfield.
I play an
no,
extra.
No, no, Melissa Leo, then Marissa Tomei.
Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. There's a whole slew of people in between me and those other four guys. Adam McKay wrote this movie.
Oh, just Adam McKay. Okay.
Yeah. Genius.
Based on the book by Michael Lewis about the housing crisis. And the script
Oh,
is,
sexy.
Yeah, you're telling me. And I read the script. The script was probably the best script I've ever read. And I pretty much begged him to be in the movie.
Is that right?
And
is he a fan of New Girl?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm honestly not quite sure how I got into this movie.
Okay.
I'm not sure that I'll make it into the final cut either, but I will say this. I was there and I shot a scene and it was great.
All right, wait. You shot one scene?
We shot two. Yeah.
Were they critical or could they get cut out?
I don't know. It depends. It depends.
You might not be in the movie as well.
They could
saying.
Make it into a montage. I don't know. Who all of a sudden Gosling's like, you know, doing voiceover over like my face smiling. I turned to my wife and like, you know, I was talking there, but you know, it actually plays a lot better with Gosling talking over.
Who was in the scenes that you shot, Max?
Carell.
Steve Carell.
Hamish Linkletter and Rafe Spall and Billy Magnussen.
Okay.
It was honestly like it was really kind of an honor to have been asked to be a part of it and really great, and I felt really special having been asked to be a part of it.
Do you have that when you walk into a situation like that? Do you have that? Hey,
nervous? Like
maybe
like,
I don't.
I can't speak really.
Maybe I can't. Maybe I don't want to screw it up. How dare you?
Oh, mate.
I see what he did.
I do too.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily those guys create such a great environment on set and it's easy just to jump in and kind of have fun and just get into it.
And it's a drama, right?
Yeah, totally.
Big time. Yeah. Yes. That's one of the Michael Lewis books I did not read because, you know, housing crisis. But
right. See those words, let me tell you something. So many words I didn't understand.
I'm so curious, though, to hear. I mean, look, we saw what they did with Moneyball. I mean, that on the page could have been pretty dry, but they turned it into an outstanding movie. So it's certainly, I mean, I totally believe you when you say what a riveting script it is. But I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see this movie. The script is so great. Again, McKay did such a great job with it, and he does like a lot of really fun stuff to kind of make some of that material exciting.
It's one thing. I mean, look, you're a big star. You're very recognizable. You're on a very successful show on an actual network, and that's cool. But does it feel
Fox.
Does it feel different for you, Max Greenfield, to be on a movie set and be making a movie with movie stars? Or is it just acting as acting? It's another day of work.
For the first 15 minutes, it feels really different, and then after that, it's pretty much
a set is a set.
Yeah.
Still a camera, still a mark, still a line.
Yeah, I think pretty much.
Then you see Brad Pitt and you go, whoa.
Well, luckily Brad Pitt was not in my scenes. Yeah. I think if he was, I probably would have passed out.
Yeah, too much.
Too much for me. I'm not ready for that.
Are you ready for making out with Sally Field?
That happens. Yeah, well, that took place already.
Tell us about that.
We did this wonderful movie last summer that premiered at South by Southwest this year, and it's going to come out next year in 2016, called Hello, My Name is Doris, written and directed by Michael Showalter. I don't know if you guys know him from...
From Mr. Show.
Yeah, that's... no.
No? Walter. No. Oh, he's the other guy. He's the guy with Michael Ian Black. That's right.
Yeah.
I get those teams mixed up.
But Michael wrote Wet Hot American Summer,
right.
And we worked together on They Came Together... And he wrote this really beautiful script, and Sally Field came on, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sally's work.
A little.
She's the Academy Award winner, Sally Field.
She's done a thing or two.
Yeah, and we had a really great time, and we kind of have this friendship, loveship, relationship.
Could you text her right now, and she would get it?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I suppose so.
All right. Just check it.
I don't know that she would respond, but I would definitely say, hey, I'm on Kevin and Bean, Sal. Want to call in, say what's up?
So is it a romance, though, between the two of you?
It's about Sally's character, Doris. In the beginning of the movie, her mother passes away, and she's kind of left in a new world and trying to figure out what to do with herself, and she goes to work, and it's my first day at the office, and she decides that I'm kind of the answer.
Right, you're irresistible man meat.
Yeah, and that's right. That's actually what that's on the poster.
I mean, how could you refuse?
That's right. She sees the irresistible man meat, and she goes, "That's the kind of irresistible man meat that I'm needing in my life." But we start like a really kind of nice friendship, and I think it gets really sweet and complicated, and again, you know, and then Sally just kind of brings herself to it and gives such a brilliant performance.
So you did that last summer.
Yeah.
You also already shot the other movie we were talking about, The Big Short. So what are you doing now?
What am I doing?
Are you working on something else, or are you actually taking
some
touches?
So you really have until August, September, August.
I really have that time. I'm excited about it. My wife is pregnant, which is exciting, and we're just going to chill out and wait for that baby.
Are you the kind of guy that can chill out and wait?
Or are you going to need something to do about a week from now?
No, I'm pretty good.
You are?
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
You're good with slacking.
Yeah, and I'm also, it's hard for me to kind of look that far into the future. I don't, a month from now I could be doing something, I don't know, but right now I'm pretty good, and tomorrow I'm pretty good doing nothing.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'll see what happens.
We got to take a quick break. Max Greenfield here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He, of course, is the Emmy and Golden Globe nominated actor for New Girl. He plays Schmidt on the program. The season finale for season 4 airs tonight at 9 on the Fox Network, and we'll talk all about that when we return right after this on K-Rock.
And then, you know, it fades for a while. You know how it ends. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:39.
Season finale of New Girl airs tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock. Max Greenfield plays Schmidt. He's in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I've always enjoyed Max's work. I have a lot of respect for him. He seems like a nice guy. We've been lucky enough to meet him over the years. But now it's taken to a new level when I realize that he has survived as a Knicks fan for all these years. Boy, that's a heavy burden, my friend.
It's been rough. It's not great, but it's allowed me to appreciate basketball in general over the years. As you know, we don't make the playoffs, and then I get to like root for just great games.
Remember that whole '90s thing with the Pacers? That was fun. Oh, you can hold on to that.
The best. Reggie Miller,
right?
And then, but really, that time period was just a bunch of really great players single-handedly beating us. Reggie Miller, Michael Jordan,
a bunch
of players. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Is there any hope on the horizon as a Knicks fan?
No, not so much.
That the franchise will improve.
Do you look
at something like the Clippers and go, well, it is possible. I mean, there's a franchise that went through a lot longer dry spell than the Knicks and have managed to turn it around.
The Clippers?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That last series was just the greatest. They look so good. And it, last night, even, against Houston.
Last night they played without Chris Paul.
They played without Chris Paul. And they look like a team in the first half where you thought, oh, they're tired. You know, this Spurs series might have taken it out of them. And then they came out in the second half and you went, oh, maybe it did.
Oh, they're still around.
All of a sudden, first of all, Blake Griffin is just truly incredible. He is like, this is really his coming out party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he's always been good, but now he's getting great.
And I feel like he's really elevating the rest of the team. J.J. Redick apparently is running around, I mean, faster than I've ever seen him run and hitting shots in a way where you're like, oh, yeah, this is the kid from Duke who had the greatest shot.
I remember that
history.
Guy that could shoot in college, yeah.
Yeah, who was like, I remember him in the McDonald's All-American game shooting from half court, and you go, oh, my God, it's Jimmy Chipwood. I mean, he's got the prettiest shot I've ever seen in my life.
Did you think all of that was going to happen for the Knicks when Carmelo Anthony came there?
Okay, can we stop?
No, I'm saying it hurts. No, because honestly, I would think.
Yeah, there was a minute.
He's a superstar, so you just go, well, maybe this is.
Well, we had
the answer.
Yeah, there was a really hopeful moment where it was, you know, Carmelo and Chandler, and like we had some vets on the team with Kidd and Kenyon Martin. And you thought, maybe we got something here. And then they showed up to that game, like, all dressed in black as if it was a funeral. I forgot who they were playing. And it was really the death of the Knicks, quite frankly, they did that. And they have not been the same ever since.
So are the Clippers, they're your horse now? You're riding through the playoffs?
I just kind of want to see great series. I would like to see the Clippers play the Warriors, which I think would be really fun. I mean, I'd love to see the Cavs come out of the East just because it would be a great story. Yeah, and I like all those guys. They're a fun team to watch, but without Love, I don't know that it's going to happen.
Right.
I would like to see Washington kind of sneak out and just sneak into the finals. Like, hey, we're here. John Wall's playing incredible.
I don't know that you can sneak into the finals.
In the East, you can.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
in the
true.
East, you can.
We can get the people in this building and field a team that might beat some of the clubs in the East. Well, it is exciting right now to have the NHL. You know, obviously the road to the Stanley Cup is on, and the NBA playoffs on at the same time. I mean, it's a golden time right now.
Oh, it's the best. NFL draft just happened.
Yes.
We watched that whole thing?
I watched.
Are you the kind of guy that sits there and watches for 12 hours?
I watched the first round, and then after that, like, I'll go back and forth between basketball games in the second and third round of
the draft. The NFL
I don't think we ever mentioned it on the air when we came in on Monday, but was there anything funnier, Max, and I'm sure you noticed this, in how much Roger Goodell got booed every single time he stepped up to the microphone?
Well, he certainly didn't help himself when he mispronounced Marcus Mariota's name.
Yes.
I mean, how do you
be the NFL commissioner?
The only thing I can chalk that up to is the fact that he's getting mercifully booed at that thing. And maybe he was a little nervous.
He had to be thinking as he walked out, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah.
Every single time. It just got louder and louder.
I could just see him going up to me. Oh, I mispronounced it, didn't I? I just knew I was going to do that. I got flustered. They're all booing me. I knew I was going to get some booze, but it's just, these guys are relentless.
This is too much.
We're never doing this in Chicago again. We should have just stayed in New York, like I said.
It was funny, though. Who's your football team, by the way?
The Giants.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've had some good times there.
Well, we got Odell Beckham, which is just really a resurgence of the whole team. And this kid is the greatest footballer to ever set foot on a football field.
Slow down.
That's not hyperbole.
Overstatement maybe by a little?
We have not had an exciting player like him in a very long time. He really elevates the entire team. He's really, like, we've never had a Dez Bryant or one of these guys who just is out there and emotionally and physically elevating everyone else.
Just brings the team with them.
Yeah. You go, well, if that guy's going to do that, maybe I should try a little bit harder. Maybe I should get fired up too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And he's just brought an excitement to New York that I haven't seen in a really long time. And I thought we had a great draft. I liked all the guys that we got. It was great.
I tell you, the NFL has done a wonderful job of turning into a 12-month-a-year sport. The fact that we are sitting here in May already excited about the NFL season says that that league is doing a lot of things right.
Oh, I mean, depending on what I have going on, I will sit and watch the combine. I will watch.
Do you ever watch old games that they air on the NFL Network?
I will watch a bunch of teenagers in tights running 40s.
Why do I feel like that quote is going to be used against you at some point in the court of law? Teenagers in tights. Hey, speaking of tights and speaking of the panty incident on New Girl.
nice I love transition.
Wow, that was strong.
I love Schmidt's – I love Fawn, by the way. I love Fawn. She's awesome.
Zoe Lister-Jones is a comedic force. I love her so much.
That must be so much fun to do those scenes with
her. We were so lucky to have her come on the show, and I've known her for a little while, and man, oh, man, she is unbelievable.
The fans, I assume that you hear from fans who say they want to see Schmidt back together with CeCe, though, right?
Sure, yeah.
And that's something that's always going to be a part of that tension will always exist on your show. If you're together, there's always going to be problems. If you're not together, there's always going to be yearning, right?
Yeah, totally.
Up the last episode. Is it going to be answered tonight? Some?
I think their relationship comes to some sort of conclusion tonight.
Okay.
So I'm excited. It was definitely the result that I wanted, and I think everybody would be really happy with it.
You wake up in the mornings sometimes, Max, and you know that your job today is to go make out with Hannah Simone, right? That's your life?
I suppose so, yes.
It's acting, man. He doesn't like it.
That's right. He doesn't enjoy it.
Look, there have been tougher gigs.
Yeah.
There have been tougher gigs.
That's true.
So the coach is moving out, right? That's...
Yeah.
That was set up.
Yeah, Damon left us.
Dick.
High and dry.
Okay.
And, you know, didn't...
He just can't make up his mind, can he?
Well, he comes and goes, and, you know,
right.
That's just that. Damon Wayans Jr. Yeah, we were bummed out to see him go, but I think he'll be back here and there. So he leaves us tonight officially, and what I love about tonight's episode is there's no cliffhangers. There's nothing you're waiting for the beginning of season 5. We really like sew up a lot of storylines, which I think is great, and I think it's a fun, really fulfilling, satisfying finale.
Well, that's what we want. That'll be tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox Channel 11. Max, always great to catch up with you. Congratulations again on the new baby announcement. We're so happy for you.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Enjoy your time off this summer, and come see us anytime we can help you out, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Let's hear it, dude.
Waiting for Ralph to come in.
Yeah, he didn't want to miss this.
No, he doesn't want to miss this. All right, Ralph, you ready?
Yep.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How do you top that?
Move on, I know.
He bagged the groceries. Groceries.
He did what to her?
You heard her.
That's how you top that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Did I say you heard her?
You did.
Her?
Yep.
Not you heard me. You heard me. You heard her.
You heard her.
Why would I say that?
I don't know. Let's listen again and try to figure
Let's
it
not
out.
Listen.
One more time.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How do you top that?
Move on, I know.
He bagged the groceries. Groceries.
He did what to her?
You heard her.
That's how you top that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You heard her.
Standing O.
Wow.
Hey, not only
like
we have...
That was like a triple. You heard her, grasses, groceries, fruit. You heard her. You just beat us into submission.
Not only are we going to tell you how you can win front-row seats for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2015 coming up right after Ralph's Showbiz Beat, so stick around for that. We have Ming-Na Wen joining us next hour in studio.
We do.
She's so Agent excited. Melinda May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and we all love her so much. We're so excited she's stopping by. That's coming up. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Everybody we've met from that show has just been such nice people.
Yeah, yep. True.
Clark Gregg,
smart,
of course, has
talented,
been in.
Funny.
Sky was in. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
That is Chloe Bennett.
Thank you.
She was great.
She was terrific. Could not have been nicer. And Ming, I can't wait to meet her because she not only is great on that show, I mean really great, but she's like a nerd girl too, which is really cool.
Oh.
She's a big Star Wars fan.
Yay.
Yesterday, she was all over the internet. May the fourth be with you. And today, of course, is Revenge of the Fifth.
That's right.
So,
I want to that Brett Dalton. We should have in, but
yeah,
we hate Grant so much.
Oh,
Grant
him.
Ward, we hate him so much that I'm worried that he's a dick.
Although he kind of redeemed himself,
he tried.
Yeah.
And he gave Agent 33 a new life.
If we believe him.
I believe him. I think there's some good inside him.
Yeah. We'll talk to Ming-Na Wen all about it coming up.
All right. Sad news. You heard Kevin talking about her just moments ago in the moment. But the Wedding Singer's rapping granny, Ellen Albertini Dow, passed away yesterday. She had been a longtime acting teacher. Started her career when she retired from the teaching profession in her 70s. She started working regularly as an actor. She was 101 years old when she passed away.
Jeez. Who starts a new career in their 70s?
Well, she was a longtime actress and teacher, but she was focused mainly on college teaching, acting. And then once she retired from acting, teaching, she said, all right, I'm just going to go do what I've taught all these years for a living. Here's a little taste of Ellen from The Wedding Singer.
I said hip-hop, I hip it to the hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie them feet.
It's pretty strong.
She taught at Pierce College in the San Fernando Valley, where her husband launched the theater department, and they both taught there.
You know what I love is when you went to see The Wedding Singer, what year did that movie come out, Ralph?
1998.
Okay. She was cast because of how crazy old she was.
That's true.
That's right, yeah.
And you walked out of the movie, you thought, oh, that sweet old lady. Here we are almost 20 years later. She just finally died.
You want some surprising news? There is a new most popular flick in the history of Amazon.com. Most popular movie purchased on Amazon.com. And I'll tell you right now, it's all pre-order.
Oh, pre-order.
The sales have never been larger, and it's for pre-order for a film that isn't even available yet on DVD, Blu-ray, or for download. But it's already the most popular movie in the history of Amazon.com.
I'm going to say 50 Shades of Grey.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Well done, Ally McKay.
You're welcome, everyone.
Largest selling movie in the history of Amazon.com. More than Frozen or Guardians of the Galaxy or The Hunger Games. I mean, it just crushes all other records. The movie's available on Blu-ray and DVD on Friday. That's when Amazon will be delivering them, but number one.
That whole thing is so weird because I know a lot of women went to see that movie and they were, at the same time, they were like, that was terrible.
I had to go, yeah, but I was just disappointed when I went.
Really, that wasn't good.
And now they're ordering it on Amazon.com.
Yep.
Nuts. Chris Brown's in trouble again. Apparently, he was playing basketball inside the Hardwood Suite. Are you familiar with this? The Palms? They've got a suite that's also a basketball court.
I've seen that. I've seen that a video of that. That's cool. You can rent it.
Yep. And he was apparently playing when he punched a guy. And then a member of his crew followed up by punching the guy again. Guy took himself to the hospital where he was treated and released. But Chris has been charged with misdemeanor battery. Now, either he can sign off on the citation for that crime, which is like getting a parking ticket, or it'll go to the DA's office there in Clark County. So far, they say Chris has not yet made up his mind which punishment he's going to take. But it's good to know that he's swinging at people again. Good for you.
Well, doesn't seem like that guy ever has stopped.
He's just a bad human being.
Yep.
On every level. And some tragic news. We're not going to have Jaden Smith to kick around anymore on Twitter.
This breaks my heart.
He is unplugged from the Twitter sphere. He has taken his wisdom offline. No word on why he left Twitter, because he really just imparted gem after gem after gem. Remember, one of his favorite famous tweets was, they want you to believe that the sun is hot. How do they know? They've never touched it.
That's true.
Remember?
That's true.
He said that.
Mm-hmm. That is science.
And that is true. We don't know. How do we know? It's not icy cold, that thing, the sun. You've never been there. You never touched it.
You don't know, man.
He's right about that, though,
right? He's absolutely right about that.
I've never touched it. Have you?
Trees are blue, he told us once. He was the best. Now he's gone.
Now he's gone.
We took him for granted.
Come back to us, Jaden.
Never know what you have until it's gone, man.
That's right, man.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of Chris Brown, he's 26 years old today, sadly. He made another birthday. Clark Duke. He's 30 years old. Very funny in those Hot Tub Time Machine movies. Also in Kick-Ass. Henry Cavill, Superman himself, is 32. Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World, 34. Kurt Sutter, a good friend, writer and director, is 55 years old. Newsman Brian Williams is 56 years old today. Or is he?
See, we don't know.
You can't trust him. And singer Adele celebrates her 27th birthday today. Hit the sky for great is that Bond theme.
That was a strong theme right there.
That whole movie, from the moment that song played to the end credits, just a great Bond film.
And she's amazing, by the way, that she has been able to fashion a career and still keep a personal life. And she comes out and makes her records and does her thing, and then she goes back underground. You never hear from her again.
She goes underground?
She lives in a series of tunnels.
Yeah. She manages to be, I guess what I'm saying is, she manages to be a phenomenal artist without being a celebrity, which has got to be very difficult to do in the 21st century.
I think it's all about choices. I think you can do it if you choose to do it, but mm-hmm. most people don't because they need to be out there shaking their ass.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, you're right.
But I respect her enormously. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets in the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta 2015. We're going to give them to you next, 1-800-520-1067. You're going to have to play a game, and it's just a second, which is the very first second of a song. You have to tell us the band and the title, the artist and the title, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
1 week from Saturday, it is going down at the newly renamed Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. We're talking about the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta 2015. Saturday, May 16th. We've been giving away tickets all this week, and we'll continue to do so in the front row. This time, we're doing it with a game that we like to call Just a Second.
Just a Second!
That's the whole theme,
isn't it?
That's
the whole thing.
The lines are packed, Kevin. How's this one work?
Well, these are going to be Muse songs. It's going to be the very first second of a Muse song. We'll play it for you twice. Then you have to just tell us what the name of the song is.
Well, that sounds relatively...
But it's...
Just a Second!
It is Just a Second. That's true. All right, so you'll probably recognize it. The question is, can you come up with the Muse title? If so, you go into the drawing. Somebody will win tickets in the front row. Who's our first contestant?
Let's say good morning to Mark in Torrance. Hey, Mark.
What it do?
What it do indeed, Mark. Have you ever heard the Just a Second game on the radio before?
Once or twice.
All right. Let's see how you do. Listen up, as Kevin explained. We're going to play it for you twice, then you give us the Muse title. Good luck.
One more time.
Supermassive Black Hole?
Sorry, that's Starlight.
See?
Yeah, see?
Tough game. Thank you, Mark. Starlight is what we're looking for. Appreciate you calling.
Martha in Lake Forest, hi.
What's up?
What's up? You ready for Just a Second?
Just a Second!
So. Here you go. We're going to play for you twice. Good luck. One more time.
Supermassive Black Hole.
Sure the hell is.
Nicely done.
The dirtiest song title of anything we play on K-Rock, too, by the way. All right, you are in the drawing, Martha. Well done. Hang on.
Let's go to Catherine, who is... Hi there, from Banning?
Yes.
Okay. You ready for Just a Second?
Yes.
Just a Second!
Here you go. One more time.
Madness.
I'm sorry, what?
Madness.
That's Knights of Sidonia.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I feel like I would not do good at this game because you do recognize them all, but then maybe it's not easy to identify. Justin in Newport Beach, hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Going great, Justin. You want to win some Muse tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roasty Fiesta?
Absolutely. Let's do
this,
guys.
Good luck. Listen up.
Oh, come on.
That hardly seems fair.
Madness.
Oh, I was hoping you'd get it wrong so much. Yeah, that was madness.
That is, in fact, madness.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Thank you.
But, I mean, these are all legitimate new songs that we play on K-Rock, so it would be unfair to not include that one, I think.
Right. It's just that it also says the word.
Yeah, that's true.
In the first second. Anna in East L.A., hi.
Hey, hi.
All right, you ready for Just a Second?
Just a Second!
Yes, I am.
Here you go. One more time.
Undisclosed Desires.
Whoa!
Done. Check you out.
There's a Muse fan. That is fantastic. Congratulations. You are in the drawing to win your tickets in the front row. We got time for a couple more.
Let's go to Pasadena and say hi to John. What's up, John?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Are you ready for your song?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here you go. One more time.
Feeling good?
Sorry, that's Resistance.
Resistance, the name of that one. Thanks for playing. Boy, Muse has a lot of good songs.
They sure do.
Boy, they're going to be awesome to see at the Weenie Roast.
Let's go to Eder. Is it Eder?
Yeah, it's Eder.
Eder.
Why is it Cheddar?
Why is it Eder?
It's not a name.
Yeah.
It sure is. It's my name, sir.
Eder.
E-D-D-E-R.
E-D-E-R.
E-D-E-R. Family name? Bible name? Where does it come from?
Biblical name.
Okay. I thought it might be. All right. Hang on, sir. Listen up. We're going to play it for you twice. What Muse song is this? You have to name it in just 1 second.
Just a second!
One more time.
I want to say Uprising.
Sorry, that's Map of the Problematic. I don't think I ever say that right.
How dare you? Nice try, though, Eder. Appreciate the call. Let's do one more. Jen is going to join us. She's from Long Beach. She's on Line 8. She's our final contestant on Just a Second.
Hey, Jen.
Woo-hoo. Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You ready?
Yeah, good.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. let me see. Is that... Dead Inside?
It is!
Wow, that?
Yeah. That's amazing!
Wow, it seems like you, the two with you. with the title in the first second, maybe they had a little...
Jen, Anna, Justin, Martha, they all identified their Muse songs in just a second. One will win tickets in the front row for the sold-out Q-Rock Weenie Roast Fiesta 2015, Saturday, May 16th at Irvine Meadows. Miss Ellie McKay, who is our winner, please?
The winner is Anna.
Anna! Yay! Congratulations!
Congratulations,
Anna.
The winner was Anna.
And thanks for playing the game.
Just a second!
I just, I can't, Ralph. You have to do it.
Why?
I'm afraid.
I can't. I'm too nervous. She's
just,
right there.
She's just a woman. She's
know,
just one
she's
woman.
But she's that woman, though. She's Ming-Na Wen, ladies and gentlemen, from TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Come on with the come on.
Hey, everybody.
Our own agent, Melinda May.
She's been so nice to us on Twitter over the time that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been on. But here she is in the flesh, in studio with the Kevin and Bean Show. So we appreciate seeing you, Ming. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Well, I'm distressed at something you said right as the song was ending there, which is the decision has not been handed down yet to renew Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for another season. What?
Well, I mean, ABC has their agenda where, you know, they want to give the announcement out for all the shows at the same time, just to be fair. And I have a good feeling. I have a very, very, very good feeling that we will get picked up for season 3. And if not, I'll just kick their asses.
Oh, yeah, well,
anyone can
do
it.
Can I say that?
Yeah. Anyone can do it, it's you.
First of all, you just did. But second of all, yes, you can.
And it should be this week, right? Upfronts are this week or not? It's either this week or next week. That's a good question.
You don't look too worried, though.
No.
You're feeling okay.
No. Well, okay. Oh, by the way, before we continue, I just want to say good morning to baby Benny Sue. Auntie Ming loves you.
Private message. Nice.
Yes.
All right. You've been in show business for a long time. You don't look like it, but you've actually been in the business since the 80s, right?
Okay. I like you so much more right now. Thank you.
Agent May, though, is the most kick-ass role you've ever played?
I also played Mulan and Chung Li, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this role, Agent May, has been my absolute favorite because, I don't have to show my teeth.
Yeah, that's true, ever.
You're, I don't really have to brush, ever. It's just a floss.
No smiling
no
at all.
No smiling at all.
But
yeah,
just for
great.
The record, you do brush.
No, her teeth look great. You want to smell my breath?
Her teeth look great.
Just make sure everything's cool.
Is the physicality a plus or a minus for you as an actor? Do you enjoy all the stunts and the fighting and stuff like that? Or would you rather just sit down over a cup of coffee and have a nice big chunk of dialogue?
Like you guys do?
Like we do. Yeah. We just talk for a living.
Every single day. Yeah. I actually would like this very much. I love doing my stunts and my fight scenes because we have an amazing stunt team and a great choreographer. Matt Mullen is incredible. Tanner is just a great coordinator. And I've got all these people to teach me a new skill. After 2 years, I really feel like I could be a certified stunt person, you know, because you really have to learn to hit without hitting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's very zen, really.
Did you have any martial arts background, fighting or anything before you started working on the show?
Does boogie dancing count?
No, not really. I think we're going to go no on that.
Disco dancing?
Because you're so convincing on the screen.
No, I do. I've had some training with the Tiger Claw method. But, you know, none of those have belts, so I can't say I have a particular belt. But
is it,
I have trained.
Is it more stunt than it is fighting? Or do you actually know how to fight?
Why are you challenging?
I'm just saying, if I were to,
Rousey
is looking for a competitor.
If I were to charge you, I just want to know what would happen.
I'd go right for the nuts.
Okay.
All right,
question answered.
Well, that's a foolproof approach.
I'll pay a year's salary to see that.
I'd love to see that too.
Oh, it's too bad it's radio.
Yeah, I know.
But you can hear the sound of
that. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to charge now.
He'll be speaking an octave higher.
That was good.
I don't know where to go from here.
Kevin, you're flushed.
I sort of
are.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
My money would be on Ming, too, by the way. I believe she could take you down.
Oh, I do, too.
So we have seen, you know, one of the fascinating things about Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we're talking about here, which has its, by the way, is it the finale tonight? Is tonight the season?
I think it's tonight.
That would
and then
be
next
a negative.
Week.
There's two left,
actually.
Right?
Okay. We have two more tonight. Yeah. It's an episode called Scars. Mm-hmm. And it really, there's a tie-in to Avengers Age of Ultron.
Never heard of it.
Never, right? It's a small film. Independent film directed by, I know you haven't heard of this guy either, Joss Whedon.
No. Okay, all right.
But, you know, he's starting out in his career, and I think you'll
like it. The kids are going to like it.
I don't know anybody who's not on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Joss Whedon quit.
It was kind of cool. Last week's episode sort of fed into Age of Ultron, too, because you got to see Coulson sort of call in the Avengers.
That was a thrill.
Isn't that cool?
That was a thrill.
As a geek girl, I get excited. I don't know why, even though I'm in the Marvel world. There are days when I'm in the Marvel world.
Yes, absolutely.
And is tonight's show the same, where it somehow answers questions?
Yes, it does. There's some definite connections, and I can't say what, so you'll just have to watch ABC 9 p.m. tonight.
Jeez, you are a good spy. You keep your secrets.
Listen. Marvel owns my DNA. I just want you to know.
That red dot on your forehead is the laser target.
Yes. Next week we have a 2-hour season finale.
Sweet.
Nice.
So it's going to be pretty amazing.
So going back to Age of Ultron, is it Nick Fury? Is that the tie-in tonight? Like where he
she
went in the movie?
She told you she can't tell you.
But I know I can read.
Nick who?
All right.
We don't know who's running S.H.I.E.L.D. these days.
Yeah, but Coulson and his team definitely have a lot of decisions to make, and you really don't know who your friends and who your foes are, and that's kind of like life, isn't it?
That has been the theme this season, is we don't know.
Are you guys my friends or my foes?
Well, I think we're your friends.
Oh. We're pretending to be your friends.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
We like you. I don't know
that's very Hollywood. Maybe if we start singing, like, you know, just a little campfire thing going.
A little kumbaya.
A kumbaya, yeah.
Ralph, you're right. That has been the theme of a lot of this season is you don't know who to trust. Obviously, we saw the betrayal with Ward, you know. And now it seems like, Ming, it seems like Agent May doesn't have extreme confidence in Agent Coulson as well. And there's been some tension there, which has been awkward for us, the home viewer.
For good reasons.
Yes, of course. I'm saying it's like watching Mom and Dad fight. I'm very uncomfortable to see you two not getting along.
Absolutely. I mean, he cheated on me with my ex-husband.
That'll leave a mark.
You know, they were like in cahoots.
I don't know if there's anything else.
Well, you know, in the S.H.I.E.L.D. world, doing just that.
Talking is cheating.
Yeah, just meeting with each other without letting the other person know is
but
really
Coulson
cheating.
Was right. You were spying on him for Fury at the beginning, way after the Tahiti
for
protocol.
For his own good.
Oh, please.
Oh, sure. When it's coming from you, it's for his own good.
Sure.
Oh, you get to decide.
Just like a woman.
And it's been so great to have Edward James Olmos join the cast. He's
oh,
been
my
terrific
goodness.
This season.
I mean, I have been such a huge fan of his, you know, and again, being the geek girl that I am, you know, with Battlestar Galactica, Admiral Adama, I mean, please. It, and it's so cool because he also knows how to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Does he really?
Yeah, so we're in a very exclusive club together. Wow. Yeah, we bonded.
Is that a skill that worth bragging about in 2015?
Or wow, yeah. So no, I'm just asking. For your nuts.
Oh, that's right. Forget about the nuts. Ming, did you see the video?
I'll come find you.
Did you see the video that was up online a couple of weeks ago with the kid who, the high schooler who solved the Rubik's Cube in 5 seconds? Did you see that?
Yeah. It's
how good are you?
Not that good in comparison. I could solve it in about 3 minutes.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Thank you. I could do a lot in 3 minutes.
You could give me.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's waking up now.
Yep. Exactly. Marvin.
Not Marvin
at all.
Who's Marvin? I think Marvin's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a different show.
That's kind of a knockoff.
I think that was the gay porn parody.
That's the low-rent version of Agents of
Unshield.
Right, exactly. Whatever show she's on airs tonight at 9 on ABC. A quick break. More with our guest, Ming-Na Wen, when we return right after this on K-Rock.
Guys, we need not give Allie access to the guests.
Yeah, we need to get a cone of silence. Just looking lower down on right. Allie.
We're bonding.
Yeah, I know.
Stop.
A little too much.
Actress Ming-Na Wen in studio with us. Of course, she is Agent May on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which airs Tuesday nights at 9 on ABC. Allie, what were you just... We gotta say now. What were you just talking to Ming about?
I'm just saying, when I was a young girl, I would watch As the World Turns when I was homesick with my mom, and she was on there, and she was like my idol, because she was one of the Walshes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So your question was, do you see
the
Walsh?
Do you
keep in touch with the Snyders and the Walsh?
I already called my attorney. I'm setting a restraining order.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you.
You know, I mean, you mentioned your geek girl side, but that goes back. I mean, you're a sort of fantasy sci-fi fan from back in the day, right? I mean, Star Wars, I know, is a big part of your life.
Very big
Were
part.
Were you in the comic?
Of my religion, really.
Yes, you're a Jedi.
I hate to brag about this now, but... Back in those days when I was president of my science fiction club in high school. I know. It brings me a notch up a little bit more, doesn't
sure,
it? In
yes.
the cool factor. But I used to pray as a little girl. This is how I would pray. Dear God, Buddha, and the Force.
Wow. You're adorable.
How much of a geek girl I was.
So when you saw the trailer for the new one.
Yes.
Did you have the same reaction that most of Allie cried?
I cried like a baby.
Oh, please. I get all, you know, verklempt. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. So, yeah. Ming-Na Wenberg here. I cannot. It makes me just, I want to be in a Star Wars movie.
How
so bad.
Yeah,
that's my
happen.
Bucket list.
You're working for the right company these
yeah.
days.
I am. I mean, I even if I just, like, served coffee to one of the characters or something. That would be good enough for me.
Just call,
I'd die
call
happy.
JJ and say you just want to stop by.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Put a day in.
JJ?
Were you a comic book fan too, or was it mostly just sci-fi and stuff? When you
yeah, I mean, all kinds of comic books, you know, and Dungeons and Dragons. And
you were a total nerd.
I really was.
Where were the hot nerd girls when I was young?
I wasn't that
nobody
hot.
Nobody looked like
I
you.
Mean... But I appreciate, you know, you saying that, because the geek girl in me still don't feel that way, but I appreciate it.
Do you have you been to Comic-Con with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yes.
And what's that experience like for you? Because on the one hand, you're the attraction. You're what they're there to see. But on the other hand, you must be looking around going, oh, my God, I love all of this so much, right? You're the fangirl, too.
That's right. And it's so fun to be on the other side of this amazing experience, because... I get to be a rock star for a day. That's how I feel, literally.
And when you walk on that stage.
When you walk out on that stage and they're screaming and taking pictures, and it's just such a phenomenal experience.
I can't imagine when you're there and you're not on stage, you can go
see
anything,
when the guys
though.
Throw me their panties, though.
You don't like
no.
that?
Or,
yeah, what are their Speedos? Yeah, that's the only thing I
jock
don't
straps.
Like.
Jock straps?
you're saying that you're not a fan of that.
Don't do that.
No,
don't
do no, that. Yeah, don't yeah. do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like anyone in that room owns a jock strap, by the way.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was thinking.
No kidding.
More like underoos.
Marvel underoos.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
What has your favorite of the Marvel motion pictures been, Ming?
Oh, see, now you're doing a Sophie's Choice thing. I mean, I
because you love them all, because you're the company girl, right?
I do. I am. But you know what? Avengers was really an amazing movie because it just tied so many characters together, and there was mm-hmm. so much humor. Yeah, I love that.
That's
one.
What we're fascinated with is how he is able to take all of these different characters and weave them all in so that they're not throwaways.
They're from different worlds, you know, with different powers, and it's a lot to juggle.
Well, even your TV show has way more characters than most TV shows.
Yes,
I mean you got a and there are a lot of plot lines going on through an episode. I mean, it can get pretty complicated sometimes.
Complicated.
Why are we all being mocked? Hey, you're a guest in our house.
She's doing the right thing.
You're threatening to take that one's nuts off? Mocking me?
Can you stay
giving
forever?
Allie the stink eye?
I just need her to stay forever. This is fantastic.
I think Ralph's the only one who's unscathed at this point.
I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to sit over here.
I'll find something. I'll find his weakness.
I'm going to not throw my jock strap, that's for sure.
I guess so. That was your plan right up until
now. It was.
Now.
No, yeah.
It's an amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I just wanted to make you feel more comfortable. You know,
yeah,
you're not alone in this.
Now everyone's afraid to speak.
Oh, now that's just mean.
So it's very complicated with lots of characters going, but they managed to do a good job of keeping kind of the plates spinning.
Our writers and producers do an amazing job, and Jeff Loeb also, you know, he is involved with both our shows as well as the cinematic world, and it's a I don't want to say a marvel.
You shouldn't.
I won't. It's quite an accomplishment because every time I see our episodes, like tonight, you know, it airs, it astounds me. And I don't know how, because it's like a mini movie every week between our VisFX people, you know, our stunt people and the music. I was just over at Bear McCreary's studio watching him put the music for our show with a 90-piece orchestra.
Jeez.
It's, wow. You know, it's for $10,000 an episode, they do an amazing job. Amazing job.
When Clark Gregg was in, we said that it's like the production values, it's like a feature film each and
every week. Every week, I love our team.
And I remember when Captain America 2 came out, Winter Soldier, how that sort of dovetailed into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as well, with Hydra coming out of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I was just blown away by the forethought and how much thought must go into looking down the road and seeing how these two properties can keep intersecting with the feature films and all. It was really kind of remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our executive producers, Marisha Tangerone, Jed Wheaton, Jeff Bell, and all our writers, they are so good at keeping it a secret from all of us. Mm. And
so when you read the script,
you're
surprised?
I love them and hate them for it. Absolutely. You know, when Ward became Hydra, that was a huge
Dick.
Surprise.
Yeah. Right? It's hard to forgive
yeah.
Ward.
Yeah.
That was a surprise to all of us.
Yeah. Yes. And I slept with him, too.
Yeah, I know.
What was
yeah.
I thinking?
That happened.
Yeah.
What about when you fought yourself? Was that weird to read in the script when that first came out?
Yes.
Agent 33?
Agent 33. I was very excited and thrilled that another bucket list was, you know, to play an evil twin.
Right.
I always wanted to, because soap operas do it
soap
all the time.
Right.
Exactly. Going back to the soap opera world.
Well, you haven't been in a coma yet. You still got that to look forward to.
Yes. Oh, my God. That would be my favorite episode in the world.
Just
go to work and stay there. Not say a word. It was such an amazing experience to have to learn both sides of the fight scenes and get to wear a very sparkly silver dress and fight in lingerie. That was the only thing that I was really worried about.
That seems hard, yeah.
Fighting in lingerie.
A wardrobe
yeah, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
have to
you've
tell
been
me.
There.
Of course.
I know, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Kevin does his best work in lingerie.
He's wearing one right now.
Is it difficult for you, because you're so gregarious and happy now, going to be to play a character that's so buttoned up?
This is an act.
Oh, this is.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're acting.
There you go.
On the show, that's the real you.
Agent May's the real her.
How about
yeah.
that?
Well, yeah, my producers are always, like, and the directors, that, you know, there's a window of opportunity when I transform into May. And a lot of times I get this particular note, which I'm going to make into a T-shirt, where it's like they'll come over and they'll be like, less Ming, more May.
Ah.
Yes, because...
Although I loved the flashback sequence where we got to see you and Blair Underwood as a happy couple, sort of pre-K
cavalry when that whole thing went down. Where it's like, wow, she had a personality up until a certain point in her career. Look at her. She's in her time. She's playing slap and tickle. This is a whole different man.
Wait, which version did you see?
Well, in my mind, it got a little more explicit.
You saw the European cut.
Exactly, yes.
You're kind of playing Agent May with PTSD is really what it's like, right? I mean, that she had a defining moment that damaged her for life, basically.
Yes, yes. And you know, that's a really serious topic, and I did a lot of research in it, and it does transform a human being. It makes them either retreat and compartmentalize that pain or use it in a way that, like May does, which is, you know, go and mutilate a few people.
Just kick some ass.
She's fueled by anger, basically.
Yes, but she's also, you know, trying very hard to come to terms with what she did back in Bahrain and trying to make amends. You know, I think you see it with how she cares so much about this new family of hers, her team, especially Sky, and have almost like a maternal, you know, aspect being her SO and training her, and then of course definitely protecting Coulson.
We are ready for an Agent May spinoff movie where you get to be the baddest super spy in the world.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
We are ready for that.
Yes.
That's my only complaint about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is there's not enough Agent May, by the way.
I love you so much.
He's we love you. He's just kissing ass now. He's scared afraid of you.
We have been whatever anger you have toward me, take it out on Kevin, please. He's there. We have been, for reals though, looking forward to this for such a long time, haven't we, guys?
Yes, we're big fans.
So glad to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Seriously, you're welcome anytime. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 2 episodes left this season. It airs Tuesday nights at 9 on ABC. Ming-Na Wen, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How do you top that?
We're moving on, I know.
He bagged groceries. groceries.
He did what to her?
You heard her.
That's how you top that.
He bagged her groceries. Wow. That was A Moment with Kevin.
It's a party up in here.
That was awesome. Hey, by the way, Ming-Na Wen, who just left, Agent May. What? She's the best.
She's the best. She's the best.
I'm not. This isn't a rhetorical question. Right. This isn't me just being complimentary or blowing smoke. Name me a 51-year-old woman who's prettier than she.
Name you a 31-year-old woman.
I mean, seriously, what's up with her?
It's not like, wow, she looks great for her age. She's a really attractive 50-year-old woman.
Yeah.
It's like,
she's
wow,
not there's
she
no
looks
way she's 50.
Half her age.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. I mean, it's like it's an unholy alliance. There's some deal with the devil going on here. Something's going on. It's
I
baby's blood. It's something.
Her for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you were angry at her. How
I
good
told her
she
it
liked.
Is upsetting. And stop
it's
it.
It's like a science fiction film.
Yeah.
Where literally something's going on that is sort of a little bit unnatural. It's a little disturbing.
Yeah. What a nice lady, though, and a terrific actress, too. Yes. And that was a lot of fun. So don't miss Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. tonight on ABC. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
I hope it gets picked up. I mean, I was surprised to know that it hadn't been ordered a third season yet.
Yeah, it sure seems like a hit.
And we're also still waiting for Agent Carter, too, for season two. So keep your fingers crossed. And if you know anybody in over there, the Department of Show Business, bring them up.
A Department of Show Business?
It's the big building over there on Wilshire, the Department of Show Business.
Is there going to be a spinoff for that radio guy on
the show? Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. A second season of Agent Carter, and then
with uncomfortable close-ups?
Of course.
Holy crap, how close to Ralph's face do you need to get?
It's art, man. You don't know.
I'm saying it's too close.
If we're doing a radio show and you do a close-up on the mouth, that's an artistic choice.
That's a bad one. Let's pull
back. What are you afraid of?
Pull back.
You wanted to kiss me. That's why it bothered you. You felt drawn to my lips when you saw them that large on a TV screen.
I was turned on.
There was some loin stirring going on.
Yes. But I think a spinoff for Radio Boy, certainly, yeah. Announcer Man.
It's Bobby!
No, that's a different show. That was House. This is
it's hard to keep them all straight.
There is talk, and I'm not kidding. There had been mentions from Michelle and Tara, the showrunner creators over there, that if we do get picked up, if the show gets picked up for another season, that maybe they may do sort of a podcast thing where we'll do an actual radio show, a Captain America radio show.
Interesting.
That would be like a podcast, a standalone podcast, as if it would have sounded in the 40s if we were doing a radio show.
Who could do that better than you?
That would be so cool. That would be so fun to do the sound effects and have the actors play the roles like we did on the TV show and stuff. That'd be great. So
that would be cool.
We'll wait and see. Okay, enough about that stuff. Let's take a look at some other show business news. This is Well, no surprise. Speaking of shows getting picked up, The Simpsons picked up for another two seasons yesterday. Fox announced there will be a 27th and 28th season for the show, which released, which caused a statement from Homer Simpson himself to release a statement about the pickup. And he said, and I quote, "I've outlasted Letterman, Jon Stewart, and McDreamy, because I have something they don't, a costly 200 donut a day addiction." So that's what the Homer had to say. That was his statement, not mine. Uh-huh. Two seasons, though. It's pretty cool.
Just
those guys will be busy for another 2 years.
I don't know how they still find stories to tell. That's crazy. How long have they done it, did you say?
It'll be 20. What time is it done? It'll be 28 seasons. So they just ordered the 27th and 28th. They've been on for 26 years.
That's crazy.
It's a good gig over there, too, those actors. Yeah. I think they're getting like $250,000 an episode.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
It's a pretty good deal.
Well, I'm number one. Woo. Victory is mine.
Yes.
So kiss my behind. Boom, chakalaka, laka, in your face. Boo, cha, cacao, ba, a boo, a ba. Who's your daddy? A boo, doo, doo, ba, ba, dow, ba, doo.
He makes a good point.
He does.
Look, I think they're worth it. I think they're worth the money based on the amount of money that the show makes. But how much work is involved in one episode for, say, Dan Castellaneta, do you think, Ralph?
A
couple of hours?
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sweet. It's a good deal.
Sure. Jaden Smith made us all sadder yesterday.
Yeah.
He quit Twitter.
Yeah.
We loved him on Twitter. Remember sometimes he just put one word on there? Like, breathe. That'd be a tweet.
Yep, he was the best.
No,
I miss him
gone.
Already. I already miss him.
I do, too. They want you to believe the sun is hot. They don't know. They've never touched it. Come on!
Wisdom like that.
Wisdom. Pearls. Where are we going to get our Jaden fix from now? We'll have to wait for his raps to drop.
I'm at the pool looking cool with this school.
He's the best.
He is the best.
And sad news, one of our favorites. Remember the old lady from Wedding Crash? Nope, singer. The Wedding Singer? The Adam Sandler movie, 1998. Her name was Ellen Albertini Dow. And she sang Rapper's Delight. She stole the show in that movie. Here's a little taste.
I said hip hop. I hip it to the hip hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang bang. Boogie say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
Passed away yesterday at the age of 101. Pretty good run, 101 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Can't ask for much more than that, really.
Hard to complain.
Bean plans on living to 100.
He does.
Which is hilarious.
That is fun.
I'm going to. Yeah. I'm the healthiest guy you know.
Right? That is so not true. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about Bean, the guy who passed out by getting up out of bed. That was too much for his body to handle. Getting up out of bed broke his body down. It just shut down.
As well as sitting down.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. One. He did sit down at the microphone and pass out into the sound booth.
I'm not saying there haven't been a couple of hiccups along the way, but I'm basically sound.
That's a hit. No, you're not. You're basically unsound.
Look,
that's the basics.
Henry Aaron hit all those home runs. It didn't mean he didn't have some days where he struck out, too.
Mm-hmm.
But you nose to the grindstone, keep going. I'm fine.
Well said, Bean.
Well said. The guy with the tube in his eye. You've had more bizarre ailments than anyone I know. Remember the face?
Yeah.
Remember the face? That was a good time.
That's
the face.
Right.
And the neuralgia, yeah.
Yeah, his face hurt all the time.
I said he's fallen off stages.
Unexplained headaches for no reason and numbness. And
everything about you is
I've had
just
a lot of things go numb.
A lot of numbness. A
lot of things.
A lot of numbness.
Ask
a lot of
wife.
Passing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I'm the healthiest guy you know.
Yeah, you say that.
But I am.
No,
as a
you
joke.
Know, saying it doesn't make it true, right?
No, but
much.
It's true.
But it isn't.
How, and I know this, you guys don't think this is a criteria, how often am I too sick to work?
First of all, you work from your house.
Right, I get that.
If I was working out of my house, I could be as sick as I wanted to be. I could still get myself to a microphone and talk. It's the getting in here part that's hard when you're sick.
I feel like I'm healthy.
that's just wrong.
Yeah, I feel like I'm handsome.
Doesn't make it true.
Doesn't make it so. Oh, Bean, get up. Jesus.
I'm okay. I'm all right now.
Today's celebrity birthday.
Here's the thing, by the way. weird things happen to Bean, and he, I think, honestly believes that he's the healthiest man alive.
I mean, he really, when he says that,
I think he believes it.
I do believe it. It's not a joke. It's not a bit. I am super, super healthy.
Right?
That's just not
that's
at
insane.
All.
That's insane.
But I mean, by every criteria, though, if I walked into a doctor's office right now and got a physical, they would take all of my vital signs and they would say, "Wow, this guy is in outstanding health."
You'd oh, that's such a big liar.
Low blood pressure, a very great
too thing, low.
You know,
some would
pulse.
Say.
Or right. maybe a little low, but I'm saying...
Look, you're alive. We're not saying that, that doctor wouldn't find a pulse and that you're breathing. We'd give you that. If being alive makes you the healthiest person in the room, then yes, then you're the healthiest.
I feel like tomorrow we should list all of the things that have gone wrong with Dean's health.
Let's go around the room and make a list of ailments and see who comes out ahead and that score.
I'm fine, you guys.
And
I'm
going to
live. Liar! I'm going to live to be 101,
you're
just
not.
Like that lady.
You're not at all.
You're
not even close.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So today is a Revenge of the Fifth Day, I guess we're told. Yesterday was May the Fourth Be With You Day, so there's a lot of Star Wars on the internet this week.
Is it going to be Revenge of the Sixth as well? I mean, is this going to keep going?
I don't know. What other Star Wars related days there are, but there's been a lot of Star Wars.
The course, Phantom Seventh?
This is a huge year for Star Wars anyway. I mean, we're just all just buzzing with that trailer, and we can't wait for that movie. And
Allie's got a ring on. She's got her Darth Vader ring on.
I'm not wearing it today.
Oh, it's radio. Pretend.
Wow. I'm wearing it today.
Allie, I did. I got to tell you, and you know I don't find you attractive at all, but I did think you looked good.
Why are you so hateful?
No, I'm not hateful. I'm just saying Allie looked great in that that Darth Vader outfit that you tweeted yesterday. That was a hot shot, baby.
My Vaderette outfit.
Whoa. That was very hot.
Did you just say that was a hot shot, baby?
I did.
Did Daddy like?
Oh!
Daddy like me. Daddy like me.
Stop!
Well, I found a list that is, I think it's effing shaky, but I thought it might be fun to go through. This is a list that a guy wrote called 100 Quotes from Star Wars in order of awesomeness. Okay?
Wow.
This is in a continuing series that they've done for a bunch of movies, including Alien and some other franchises. Now, by quotes from Star Wars, he points out in the very first paragraph, of course, he means the three real Star Wars movies, not the prequels. So these are the good ones, okay?
Okay.
So when
I don't think I could think of any from 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm right there with you.
I want those trade routes to be closed. That was a famous quote.
Now, the reason I say that this list is effing shaky is clearly Luke, I Am Your Father has to be number one or it's a worthless list.
That's
right?
My guess. Luke,
well,
I Am Your
Father. Wouldn't be Luke, I Am Your Father because that's not actually how it
What's
goes.
What's the lie? How's the lie?
Oh, snap.
What? I Am Your Father.
I Am Your Father.
Say
he doesn't
Luke.
Say Luke.
I,
doesn't
no,
say Luke.
That's
okay.
One of the most misquoted quotes in movie history.
I agree with the girl.
Totes.
But anyway, it's not only not number one. I'm not finding it on the list at all.
What?
So,
what?
I don't see it on this list. And I'm scrolling through it. I'll give away a couple just to kind of give you an idea of some of the other ones that, for instance, I thought might be higher. Stay on target, number 43 on this list, for instance.
Okay.
Famous line.
Sure.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper, number 80.
Princess Leia.
Great line. These aren't the droids you're looking for. How is that
not
in the
top 10?
How is that not top 10?
Absolutely top 10.
That
10.
Is top 10.
Number 79.
That's ridiculous.
List. No, there is another. One of the most chilling lines in cinema history. Number 100 on the list. So those are some of the ones. Let's just give you an example. Some of the lines that did not make the top 10. But the question here for you guys, what are the top 10 most awesome lines from the Star Wars movie? It's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Bean Makes Us Guess, yeah.
Ooh, ooh. Penis slapped.
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for Bean Makes Us Guess.
Yes.
So nobody yell at me that your guess is not in
well,
the top 10 because I didn't
bogus.
Write the
How
list.
How are we going to guess if it's bogus?
Well, because the ones that are in the top 10 are also well-known Star Wars lines as well. I just gave you an example of some of the ones that aren't.
Hate you so much.
All right, I'm going to pick.
Okay.
Use the Force.
Yeah.
Use the Force, not in this list.
Come on.
That's not in the top 100.
I don't know about the top 100. I'm just like
the top 10. We're looking at the top 10.
Yeah, we're looking for the top 10. I got the top 15 up on my screen right now. So Use the Force is not on this.
Okay.
List.
Let me give you this one. I'm trying to think of that. I'm trying to think in terms of this list now what would be. You know, it's not just the movies.
Well,
overall.
Just think whatever's most memorable for you.
Okay. There is no try.
There is
do
no try.
Or not
do. There is no try.
Is not on the top 10. It is further down on the list. I did see it further down on the list.
The list is horrible. Okay, going along with the Force is strong with this one.
No.
This is stupid.
This is a stupid list. We reject it.
I told you guys it was a weak sauce list.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Yes, you're my only hope.
Boom.
Come on!
Apparently we need to call Oliver Miller, get him on the line, the man who wrote the list, and scream at him.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Number 10. Yay! Number 10 on the list. Now, isn't that the line? Is that in all the movies,
yes,
by the way?
Yes, it is. It's in all the movies.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I had pillows made of this. I love you. I know.
Number 4 on the list is I know. Yes, that's the part of that.
First one, can we revisit? I had pillows made of this at some other time, at some later date, by the way.
They're on my Instagram if you'd
for
like
yourself,
to check them out.
Just you, look at yourself. You say, I love you, I know. I've got this pillow in my own house.
It's a profile shot of Princess Leia on one, and it says, I love you. Then one of Han Solo, and it says, I know.
Wow, so much wow.
Yeah,
how do your cats, Luke and Leia, appreciate the pillows?
I do not have cats, but if they were brother and sister, I would totally name.
Oh, of course you would. That's cute.
All right, so we got 2 out of the top 10 so far on this weak-ass list.
It's Kevin's turn, right? Kevin's turn?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Star Wars.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Yes,
judge me by my size, do you?
That's good. Good one, Kevin. Good one.
Okay.
Not on the list. Yeah, it's not on the list.
It's a trap.
Yes.
Oh, strong.
Admiral Akbar.
No.
Come on!
Guys, your list is stupid.
It's not my list, and it's stupid. Let me give you some more that aren't.
Oh, when Luke says, I don't believe it, and then Yoda says, this is why you fail.
No. Oh. Not so much.
Even that's dummy for this list.
Can you Yoda again, please?
Do or not do.
Let me give you a few more that aren't on the list, shall I? Since that's so much fun. Sure. Number 15, that's no moon. Great line. That's no moon.
No
number
moon.
19. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Oh, I don't care what it smells like. Get in there.
It's another good one, yeah. Should we just give up? Should we just bail on this?
Yes, it's a stupid list.
No. I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, yes, strong. Darth.
Oh, one of the all-time great lines ever that's not on this list.
Come on!
This list is a joke!
We hate you! We hate you, B. You did this to us.
It's not me. I gave you all the warnings in the world.
Where's the guy from that made the list?
Hell. He's from hell.
I'm saying, like, does he work for Entertainment Weekly or any?
He works for hell.
Hell. He works for hell.
He's an employee of hell. All
right. Here's what he has on his list. Number 10 was, I have a bad feeling about this.
All right.
Number 9 was, and Allie can probably put these into context and tell us where they are in all the movies.
Sure she can, because she has pillows.
And I don't get this one. How is this number 9? Scoundrel. I like that.
What?
That's a Han Solo line, right?
Han Solo line,
that's stupid.
Number 8, I got to agree with. I like very much. Now witness the power of this fully operational battle station.
Yeah, I mean, it's strong, but is that top 10?
It's not top 10. It's no laugh it up fuzzball, that's for sure. Number 7, you will be. Remember that? Was that the Emperor? You will be.
I don't remember.
I think that's the Emperor scene.
Okay.
Number 6, Allie, help me out here. I'm not afraid. What the hell? What the
not
hell
afraid.
Is that? I'm not afraid.
I think they go together. I'm not afraid.
You will be.
That's 7 and 6. Number 5 on the weak-ass list. Ben, I can be a Jedi. Ben, tell him I'm ready. Thumps head on ceiling. Ow.
No.
This guy just did not. We're denying this list.
He just stopped his Blu-ray at any random point and wrote it down, right?
Yes.
Number 4 was, I love you, I know. Number 3 was, you do have your moments. Not many, but you have them?
No.
I don't even know where that's from.
Number 2, well, you said you wanted to be around when I made a mistake. I take it back.
What is happening?
This guy just had a hard-on, I think, for Han and
Solo.
Leia.
That's
I think it was. And number 1 is also a Han Solo. According to this jackass, the number 1 all-time most awesome Star Wars line is, never tell me the odds.
Okay, this guy is horrible, and I want him dead.
that's not an exaggeration.
That's not an overreaction at all.
Speed makes us guess, 106.
Till mad.
Stupid list. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 10.
Ralph is here. He's going to save the show from the abyss that was that Star Wars list. He's going to
By the way, our friends at Entertainment Weekly said, hey, don't drag us into this.
I didn't know. I was just asking. I didn't mean to assume that.
Was this the Entertainment Weekly list?
No, their list would have been
awesome.
Hey,
we didn't do that. Don't contaminate us with this stink.
I didn't mean to do that.
Well, don't do it, Kevin.
It was not Entertainment Weekly.
You did it.
There's no entertainment value in that at all, in fact.
Not weekly, daily, or otherwise. You had that moment with Kevin? Can we listen to that?
No, we have stuff.
It was a good one today. It was a great moment with Kevin.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How do you top that?
We'll move on, I know.
He bagged her groceries. groceries. He did what to her?
You heard her. That's how you top that.
He bagged her groceries.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard her.
You know, like she do.
We, of course, were talking about Ellen Albertini Dow. She was the adorable old lady who sang Rapper's Delight in The Wedding Singer in the 1998 Adam Sandler movie. Here's a little piece of her doing that.
Stepping outside of that limo, my nerves are such a mess. But hopefully all you noticed was my knockout dress.
She's good.
I dropped that bomb and I love making you laugh. I've been working so hard, yeah, time and a half.
Flying down the rapids, my heart is beating fast. I hope I don't fall out so I can make love last.
Nope.
That's not the one?
No.
I've got it, you guys. I've got the rapid grandma if you want to hear something. Talent.
Nope. That was Wing. Ellen Albertini Dow did the Rapper's Delight from The Wedding Singer.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. You mean...
I said hip-hop. I hip it to the hip to the hip-hip-hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang-bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
That's the one! She passed away yesterday at the age of 101.
She has two vaginas.
No, she does not.
I don't think
that's
true.
Best of my knowledge, that was not the case. And we had Beer Mug in here giving a touching tribute to her, saying that when Beer Mug's job used to be bagging groceries at a Ralph's supermarket, she was a regular customer, and he, on a regular basis, would bag her groceries. But let's hear that one more time. Just the one more time.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How do you top that?
Move on, I know.
He bagged her groceries. groceries. He did what to her?
You heard her. That's how you top that.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
A lot of laughter. A lot of laughter in that room. Chris Brown's in trouble again. Apparently he was in Las Vegas, Nevada early yesterday morning at the Hardwood Suite, the Palms Casino Resort. That's the suite that also has an attached basketball court. He got an argument with another player. Police say Chris punched the guy. And then a member of Chris's crew followed up with another punch. The man took himself to the hospital where he was treated and released. Chris has been given the option to sign off on a misdemeanor battery citation, which is like getting a parking ticket. If not, then the case will go to the Clark County DA's office, and they'll have to decide whether to prosecute or not. So far, apparently, Chris has not made up his mind which route he's going to take. I just hope it leads to a jail cell, whichever route he takes.
He's a bad dude.
Yeah. You can just punch some guy and get a ticket in Vegas? I have to take that into account next time I go there, because I've been holding back. It is new release day. Here's what's available. Mumford & Sons, brand new CD from them. We've been playing some of their new music. Wilder Mind is the name of their new CD. It's available today. My Morning Jacket, The Waterfall is the name of their new disc. Best Coast has a new album out as well called California Nights. Then TV shows on DVD. White Collar Season 6, the final season of that very entertaining show, is available on DVD. Parenthood, the complete series. And Masters of Sex Season 2. Rounding out what TV shows you can pick up on DVD today. New movies on DVD. Black or White, the Kevin Costner film. Selma, with David Oyelowo.
So good.
Oh, so good.
Love that movie.
And Oprah, she's also in it. And The Last 5 Years, a movie with Anna Kendrick that none of us really can put our finger on.
I did a little research on that.
Oh, good. What do you got?
Since you brought it up earlier. Apparently, it was in a musical. It was an adaptation of a popular stage play. But apparently, the movie lost something in the translation. But none of us saw it or even remember it coming out.
No. No, not even a little bit. when we're talking about movies on DVD. Amazon.com has announced The Record Breaker. This is the most popular movie in the site's history. The most ordered film on Amazon.com. It's all on pre-order. The film itself will be released on Blu-ray and DVD on Friday. But 50 Shades of Grey is the number one most ordered film in the history of Amazon.com. And they've been around for a long time.
That is shocking, by the way.
It's more than Frozen or Guardians of the Galaxy or Hunger Games or
Avatar,
any film on DVD. It's the biggest one. So people love the kink. Especially Allie. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Just talking about this punk. Chris Brown is 26 years old today. Clark Duke turns 30. Dookie! We love Dookie.
We don't call him Dookie.
Oh, we love the Dookie. Henry Cavill, Superman. Soon to be battling Batman in Superman vs. Batman. I think that's what they're calling it these days.
Only Beer Mug says verse.
Oh, that's right. Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World. 34 years old today. Kurt Sutter, writer, director. He's got that new movie Southpaw coming out with
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah. 55 years old today. Newsman Brian Williams, if that is his real name.
Newsman in quotes, too,
right? Who can tell? Who knows?
Yeah.
He could be D.B. Cooper, for all we know.
Good pull.
Thank you. He's 56 years old. And singer Adele is 27 today. This isn't Adele music at all. I don't believe this is Adele.
This is Adele. Wait, you said Adele?
Is she making music out of her butt? Is this Adele's butt?
You're right, that's not it.
That's a patuba. We could have had it
rolling her deep. You know what I'm saying?
No.
No, but it's troubling.
All right. Just as long as you're troubled. That's all I ask for.
She has two vaginas.
No, she does not. True. She has one. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All New Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to David Nussbaum, which I'm sure is not how you say his last name, from Hologram USA. He's the guy that did Stephen Hawking, and he's also the guy that did Tupac out at Coachella. So we're going to talk to him about holograms and how they're going to become part of all of our lives.
We had this conversation a little bit about holograms the other day, and I got some very testy emails from some science nerds.
Saying what?
Saying that the technology that we are seeing technically is not a hologram. It is a laser image being projected onto a sheet of plastic or screen or something.
Okay.
But a true hologram is a optical image created wholly from light.
Right.
Does not involve projection onto a screen of any kind. So the laser has to be just shown into space, and then it creates a 3D laser image there in front of you without being projected on anything.
Like the Princess Leia hologram inside.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, right? You're my only hope. She was a hologram.
Right.
She was a hologram. But what you're saying is Stephen Hawking was just an image projected like a movie
screen. That's what the science nerds told me. So we can ask this guy about it tomorrow.
All right. We'll ask him tomorrow. We also have Lisa Arch, who is the host of Labor Games.
Labor Games! Labor Games! If you're pushing that up, baby, we'll give you a prize.
They wait till they're in labor in the hospital, and then they play a game.
For, college tuition and stuff.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I like it.
And Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
Also tomorrow morning, and we have tickets in the front row for the K-Rock Weenie Roast E-Fiesta.